Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Bel Fuse Inc., also known by its ticker, BELFB. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Bel Fuse Inc. is a player in the electronic component space, operating within the broader technology sector, specifically in the electronic equipment and instruments industry. They design and manufacture products like circuit protection devices, connectivity solutions, and power supplies, serving a range of markets from industrial to aerospace. With a solid footprint in the U.S. and a global reach, they've been around for decades, employing a dedicated workforce to keep innovation and production humming. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Bel Fuse tick, from their latest financials to market trends, all through a SWOT lens to help you, as a long-term investor, make sense of their potential. Before we jump into the core analysis, let's touch on some recent vibes around Bel Fuse. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting moves across different timeframes, with short-term gains in the last week and month looking promising compared to longer-term periods like the past 6 months or year, where results are more mixed. This suggests some volatility, but also potential momentum building. On the news front, there's buzz around their latest quarterly results, which we'll unpack shortly, alongside their strategic moves to streamline operations. Now let's break this down into strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to see where Bel Fuse stands for your portfolio. Strengths. First up, let's talk financial muscle. Bel Fuse reported a standout Q3 2025 sales figure of $179 million, representing a nearly 45% jump year over year, as highlighted in their latest earnings call. That kind of revenue growth isn't just a fluke. It signals strong demand for their products and effective market penetration. Profitability metrics are also a bright spot. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin from recent data show they're not just growing top-line revenue, but also keeping a decent chunk as profit. This efficiency is key for sustaining long-term growth without burning through cash. Another strength is their operational cash flow and free cash flow trends. Recent cash flow statements indicate they're generating solid cash from operations, which gives them flexibility for reinvestment or returning value to shareholders through dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield, while modest, adds a nice layer of stability for income-focused investors like many of you. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio suggest a healthy liquidity position. They've got enough current assets to cover liabilities, which is a reassuring sign they're not over-leveraged in the short term. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Bel Fuse isn't without its challenges. One concern popping up is their debt-to-equity ratio. While not catastrophic, it's something to watch, as carrying too much debt can weigh on flexibility during economic downturns or if interest rates spike. Another point from the earnings call is the mention of restructuring challenges. Management is candid about some operational hiccups as they realign their business, which could mean short-term costs or disruptions before seeing the benefits. For us long-term folks, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it's a reminder that execution risk is real. Valuation-wise, their price-to-earnings ratio on a trailing basis isn't screaming undervalued. Compared to industry averages, it's not wildly out of line, but it suggests the stock might not be a bargain right now, especially if growth slows. Lastly, while their performance has had bright spots recently, the longer-term trends over the past year and beyond show inconsistency. This volatility might spook some investors looking for steadier returns. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to what could propel Bel Fuse forward. One big opportunity lies in market expansion, as noted in their earnings call. They're actively targeting growth in underserved regions and segments, which could diversify their revenue streams. Think more international exposure or deeper penetration in high-growth industries like aerospace or renewable energy tech. Industry trends are also in their favor. The electronic component space is seeing steady demand as everything from cars to data centers goes increasingly digital. Bel Fuse's product lineup positions them well to ride this wave if they keep innovating. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the market expects earnings growth to justify current pricing over time. If they hit those projections, there's room for the stock to appreciate without looking overvalued. Finally, their focus on operational efficiency, as mentioned in the Q3 call, could yield cost savings down the line. If they streamline effectively, margins could expand, making them even more attractive to investors like us who value sustainable profitability. Threats. On the flip side, there are some headwinds to keep an eye on. First, the industry itself is highly competitive. Even with solid growth, Bel Fuse faces pressure from peers who might innovate faster or undercut on price. Staying ahead in tech and cost management is non-negotiable. Macro risks are also lurking. Their earnings call hinted at sensitivity to supply chain issues, which could disrupt production or inflate costs if global logistics don't stabilize. For a company in this sector, that's a persistent threat. Another concern is sector performance. While Bel Fuse has outperformed in some metrics, the broader tech and electronic equipment industry has had mixed results over various timeframes. If the sector takes a hit, say from a slowdown in CapEx by major clients, it could drag Bel Fuse down with it. Lastly, those restructuring efforts, while an opportunity, also pose a threat if mismanaged. Botched execution could lead to higher than expected costs or loss of key talent, impacting short to medium-term results. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's tie it all together with some insights for you long-term investors. Bel Fuse Inc. presents a mixed but intriguing picture. Their revenue growth and profitability are strong pillars to build on, and the push for market expansion could be a game changer if executed well. However, the debt levels, operational challenges, and competitive pressures mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it stock. For those of you with a medium-term horizon, keep an eye on how they manage restructuring and whether short-term volatility offers buying opportunities. For the true long-haul investors, the focus should be on their ability to sustain growth in a competitive landscape and capitalize on industry tailwinds. In conclusion, Bel Fuse has potential, but it's not without risks that need monitoring. If you're considering adding it to your portfolio, weigh the robust financials against the operational and macro challenges. Stay tuned for more insights like this on MarketSnap, where we break down the stock market daily through videos, audio, and articles. Don't miss our platform's detailed SWOT breakdowns and other resources to keep your investment game sharp. Drop your thoughts on Bel Fuse in the comments. Do you see it as a hidden gem or a pass for now? Let's keep the convo going, and I'll catch you in the next analysis.